It's time for the WTOP Car Report. This time, we're taking a look at a luxury crossover SUV from Acura with WTOP Automotive Editor Mike Paris.
The new 2014 Acura MDX. My test car was the all-wheel drive model with advanced package and the entertainment package, pushing it to right around $57,000.
Well, what do you get for all that? It looks like several cows gave their hides for that leather.
Yeah, you get the rich Milano leather, and the seats are heated and cooled, which is pretty great for around here. And this car is packed with so many options, we'd probably need about 10 minutes to go through it all.
Well, we always like gadgets and displays. What does it offer in that department?
Yeah, one of the standout options on the advanced package is the lane keeping assist system. And what this does is it will actually keep your car in the lane. Always keep your hands on the wheel. It has a great entertainment system. It's got a 17-speaker stereo system with plenty of wattage so the person next to you can hear what you're playing. And also something for the kids in the back seat. A 16-inch wide video screen, pretty much, back there for the DVD player. And also on this 16-inch screen, you can have two things on there.
So two movies at once, two TV shows at once.
It's pretty crazy. It's probably bigger than the TV in my house right now.
I was going to ask you if you left the living room and sat in the back of the car for a while to watch some stuff. What else is good about this?
This is totally redesigned. They took out a lot of extra weight it didn't need it, so you're getting better fuel economy. I was seeing 24 miles per gallon over the week that I had the car. And that's pretty good for a 7-passenger SUV.
Any complaints?
You know what? I'm really going to have to nitpick here because it was really hard. It was such a nice vehicle, such a great drive for a driver like myself. The sunroof cover was flimsy.
Ah.
Yeah. For something that's this much, I don't like the flimsy, almost cardboard feeling. But other than that, this car is pretty faultless, and if you're looking for a nice luxury SUV, you got to look here.
Well, you had to stretch to find something wrong with it. Now, there is a little bit of play in the price. You could start at $42,000. Are you missing a lot if you go with the base model that's a little cheaper?
You're not missing too much. You're missing all the whiz-bang gadgets, yes, but you get nice leather seats, you get heated seats, you get the power lift gate on the rear end, which is a nice option when you have a lot of things in your hands. You're getting a lot for not as much as you think.
You know, I don't want to disrespect anybody's children, but it sounds so nice and luxurious. You wouldn't want kids spilling stuff in the back seat, right?
I mean, it's... Well, definitely not. It's so nice. And pretty much when my wife sat in it for the first time, she said, "This is my next vehicle," until I told her the price.
That's WTOP Automotive Editor Mike Paris.